You've probably heard that American kids are getting soft. The marshmallow generation, some people call them. Overstuffed and overindulged, they supposedly are incapable of hard work or response to challenge. Well, these are American kids you're watching. Not the United States Marines, and not all athletes. But a group of high school boys who just happen to be in the same physical education program. There is one difference. They attend La Sierra High School in Carmichael, California. This workout would exhaust most high school boys. Several years ago, the coach of a top-ranked college football team had his players try it. A lot of them didn't last the full 12 minutes. For these La Sierra students, this is a warm-up. It's something they do every physical education period, 5 days a week. There's a lot more, and some of it strains the imagination almost as much as it does the muscles. La Sierra's staff believes that physical fitness is physical education's first responsibility. The development of muscular strength, cardiovascular endurance, agility, and balance are major program objectives. Both boys and girls are exposed to a variety of sports activities. But one of the physical educators' favorite slogans, "Get fit by playing," has been changed to "Get fit to play." Let's listen.
We want our students to experience the pleasures of being in great shape, and we want them to know how to stay that way. The exercise a person gets during his growing years influences his vital capacity, his staying power, and other qualities that will affect his whole future as a human being. If we didn't emphasize physical development and physical fitness, we wouldn't be doing our jobs.
Student response to this demanding program is surprisingly enthusiastic. La Sierra is one of the few schools in America where physical fitness testing is a spectator sport, or where a student's friends will turn out to cheer him on. Students who pass the most difficult tests have their names prominently displayed in the school and are as highly regarded as star athletes. Teachers attribute the program's popularity to the fact that the methods and principles of competitive athletics are applied to physical education. Students are deliberately and systematically required to go all out to improve performance. They are members of physical fitness teams, and they have opportunities to advance from one team to another. To do so, they must pay the athlete's price, learning to accept hard work, fatigue, and occasionally even pain is part of the La Sierra experience. Here's what one student has to say about it.
At first you wonder if you're going to be able to keep up and do what's expected of you. Then when you discover that you can, you start to get excited about the possibilities. There's always another challenge, a higher level to try to reach. I think that's what kids are looking for today. That's what a lot of kids are looking for today.
Part of La Sierra's success in motivating students is due to the color system, now widely used in schools all across the country. When a boy enters La Sierra as a freshman, he is assigned to the white team and wears white gym trunks. As soon as he can exceed the requirements of the first battery of physical fitness tests, he is moved up to the red team and wears red trunks. If he should fail, he will be given another chance as soon as he feels he is ready. Advancement depends exclusively on performance, not on subjective judgments by a teacher. The teachers designed it that way, and they say it's a key to the system's success. There are 6 standardized levels of achievement at La Sierra, and the greatest prize a student can win is the right to wear navy blue trunks. Only 6 boys ever have made it. Blue ranks right above red, with purple next, and then gold. The various shadings of the basic colors are worn by students who have distinguished themselves in athletics. The color system has 2 distinct advantages. First, it's a convenient method of grouping students by ability instead of age, so that they are always competing with others of like ability. Second, it works. More than 90% of the students advance from the white team to the red team during their first year of school. and about 60% eventually make the blue team. Only one or two of every 100 students wears white trunks throughout high school. A teacher has this additional observation.
Testing also enables us to identify any problems or weaknesses a student may have and to recommend remedial activities. Our main objective is a high level of development and fitness for all students, rather than just for those athletically gifted.
Teachers at other schools often are amazed at the levels of performance achieved at La Sierra. To qualify for the blue team, a boy must do 14 pull-ups, run 2 miles in 13 minutes, carry a boy his own weight for 3/4 of a mile, run the mile in 6 minutes, 15 seconds or better, and successfully complete 12 other tests of comparable difficulty. Members of the gold team must do 22 pull-ups, and their other standards are similarly higher. The girls follow their own version of the La Sierra program. The workouts aren't so fast-paced or so demanding of strength and stamina, but the objectives are essentially the same. The schedule is a careful mix of activities designed to improve muscle tone, develop cardiovascular endurance, and promote flexibility and agility. Physical conditioning still is considered a prerequisite to success in sports and indeed in life itself. At the same time, there is more emphasis on activities designed to develop physical grace, poise, economy of movement, and other qualities that help to make girls and women more attractive. Like the boys, the girls also spend a substantial share of their time learning and practicing the basic skills of various sports. There are at least two good reasons for this. First, persons who are proficient in one or more of the participant sports are much more likely to remain active and fit as adults. Second, sports skills also can be social skills. Individuals who are adept at swimming, golf, and other similar physical activities can lead much fuller family and social lives than those who lack such skills. Beyond that, of course, are the aesthetic pleasures and psychological benefits that people derive from being able to do something well. Most authorities agree that our advanced technology and our accompanying affluence are at the root of a massive physical fitness problem. The amount of time we spend on spectator activities and our reliance on the automobile and other labor-saving devices support this view. The La Sierra approach is really a two-pronged attack on the problem. It provides, on a regular basis, the vigorous exercise which our daily lives no longer require of us. It also fosters skills which can be put to productive and enjoyable use during our growing leisure. To the casual observer, the La Sierra program appears almost to run itself. Students move swiftly and smoothly from one activity station to the next, and all activities are performed with dispatch. Actually, careful organization is required to assure that a normal class period will accommodate the full complement of conditioning activities and still leave sufficient time for instruction. Only 9 minutes are allotted for dressing and roll call. When the daily attendance check is completed, the boys take a warm-up lap around the track and then run to their first activity station. At the close of the period, they finish up with a complete circuit of the outdoor apparatus before heading for the locker room and a welcome shower. As might be expected, La Sierra High School has enjoyed more than its share of success in interscholastic sports. Its teams are consistently strong, and there has been a whole array of outstanding individuals, girls as well as boys. The school's administration, which supports the daily physical education program enthusiastically, is more inclined to talk about other results attributed to the La Sierra approach. A recent study shows that students in the program show steady progress in grades, demeanor, leadership ability, and regularity of attendance. The President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports has cited La Sierra as an outstanding example of physical fitness programming within the context of a school physical education program. But the program really doesn't need official endorsements. The results speak for themselves, and all La Sierra asks is that you take a close look at them.